Boo!
Whoa! What are you doing?
I made you jump. It's only me. What are you afraid of?
Why are you hiding behind a door? You...
It's Halloween this week. Ghosts, witches, zombies, all that kind of stuff. I love it.
I don't really believe in all that nonsense, but it can be fun, I suppose.
Yes, it is. And it's not really that scary.
Not like Liverpool's defending, ha ha! That's absolutely terrifying.
Yeah, very funny. Hello, my name's Rich.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to this week's Premier Skills English Podcast,
where we talk about football and help you with your English. What's happening this week, Rich?
In this week's podcast, we're going to talk about Halloween and the language of fear.
That's right. We're not only going to talk about words like ghost and zombie, we're going to look at the language we use when you feel frightened, scared, or afraid, and the words we use to describe things that are frightening, scary, or absolutely terrifying.
So, this week's language focus is on vocabulary and the language of fear. We've also got a little story for you that might be a little bit scary. So, I hope that you're not alone when listening to this podcast.
That sounds a bit creepy, Rich.
It's not that scary, just a little frightening.
Your task is to tell us five things that scare you, or five things that you're afraid of, using vocabulary that we introduce in this podcast.
But more about that later.
Don't forget, there's more information about the language we use on the page below, and activities to help you understand.
Make sure you listen to the end of the podcast, because we've got a special Halloween football phrase for you to guess as well.
Do you like ghost stories, Rich?
Not usually, but once, many years ago, I was travelling on an overnight train through Transylvania in Romania, and I was reading...
Dracula?
Yes. I know it's a bit of a cliché, a bit stereotypical, but I bought Bram Stoker's Dracula for the journey and read it on the train. I remember it being a full moon too. It definitely added a bit of atmosphere. I was really scared.
Dracula's a really good book. Vampires are cool. There have been lots of films about them in the last few years. When I was younger, I watched a few horror movies. Some of them were absolutely petrifying and I couldn't sleep for days. But these days, I'm more afraid of what happens in real life than in horror movies.
That's the thing, Jack. Sometimes real life and horror stories, or ghost stories, are the same thing. Let me tell you something that happened to me a couple of years ago.
A story?
It's not a story. Well, it's a true story.
Okay, but let's give our listeners a task while they're listening to your true story. While you're listening, we want you to try to answer these questions. Number one, where had Rich been? Number two, why did Rich stop the car? Number three, who was in the car with Rich? Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. I was driving home from a Liverpool match a couple of years ago. On my way home, I have to drive through the countryside, along a difficult part of road, where there are lots of bends and big drops on either side of the road. It's often quite foggy, and it can be a bit scary driving alone, because you're worried that you might not see the edge of the road. Anyway, driving home on this night was one of those foggy nights, and it was difficult to see in front of me. Then, on the edge of the road, I saw someone waving on the side of the road. I thought, why is someone out here on their own? I saw that he was wearing a Liverpool scarf, so I stopped the car.
You wouldn't have stopped if he'd been wearing a Manchester United or an Arsenal scarf.
No way. I mean, yes, of course. Anyway, I stopped the car and he jumped in. I asked him what he was doing all the way out here. He looked a bit sad and said it was a long story and he didn't want to talk about it.
Then what happened?
Well, I asked him where he needed to go and he gave me his home address. It actually wasn't that far from where I lived, so I said that I'd take him home. He said that he'd been to the match, so we spoke about football and Liverpool. The fog started to clear as we came into the city. We stopped at some traffic lights, and I turned to ask him the way to his house, but he'd disappeared.
What? He'd jumped out of the car when you stopped? How strange.
That was my explanation.
Is that the end?
No. The next day, I decided to go to his house. I knocked on the door, and an old man answered. I explained what had happened and asked if his son had got home okay. The old man looked sad and told me that his son had died in a traffic accident when he was coming home from a Liverpool match nearly 10 years ago.
Wow, how creepy. Did that really happen?
That's for you to work out. Let's move on to this week's language focus.
In the last section, Rich told you a ghost story. We're now going to look at some of the vocabulary that Rich used in the story and that we've used in this week's podcast.
Let's start with some adjectives. You said my story was creepy. Creepy's a word we hear a lot at Halloween.
It's a word that describes something that makes you feel scared and uncomfortable. You can say that a story is creepy, or you could say that there is a creepy old house down the road. It's something or someone that makes you feel frightened or nervous in a strange way.
There are lots of other adjectives that we could use to describe a ghost story or a horror film. The most common adjectives to use are frightening and scary. The film was very frightening, or the story was very scary.
Both of these words describe a thing, something that created an emotion. The film was frightening. The story was scary.
To describe how you feel, you can use the same adjective with an ED ending. The film was frightening, so I was frightened. The story was scary, so I was scared.
Let's look at a couple more words that you can use to show how frightened or scared you are. The words we're going to look at are terrified and petrified.
Sometimes we're just a little bit scared, and sometimes we're very, very frightened.
When we use frightened or scared, we can use the word very to make them stronger, or a little to make them weaker.
These types of adjectives are called gradable adjectives, because we can change how strong they are.
But adjectives such as terrified and petrified are called absolute adjectives. They already have the word very in their meaning. Terrified is stronger than very, 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 very frightened.
But if you want to make a point and emphasize how absolutely extreme these adjectives are, there are a couple of useful adverbs you can use. These are completely and absolutely.
You can say, I was completely terrified, or absolutely petrified. These are really strong and powerful phrases.
Earlier, I asked Jack what he was afraid of, and he also said that he doesn't believe in ghosts. Here are two collocations that are useful to practice: believe in and afraid of.
What are you afraid of, Rich?
Good question. I'm afraid of heights and spiders, big spiders. What about you?
I'm afraid of people with guns and being tackled by Manchester United's Fellaini.
Sensible fears. Do you believe in vampires?
No, I don't believe in vampires. But I do believe in lots of things. I believe in fairies living at the bottom of my garden. I believe in zombies roaming the streets of London. And I still believe in Santa Claus.
Really?
No, not really.
On the page below, we've got more about the language of fear and some activities for you to do. Have you got a football phrase for us this week?
Yes, I have. But first, last week's football phrase. The phrase was, in with a shout. The phrase means that you have a chance of winning. The manager of a small team might say, we're in with a shout. This would mean they have a chance, but are not expected to win.
It was really difficult, so a special well done to Ahmed Adam from Sudan and Sabanoleg from Ukraine.
We said last week that we would try to get anyone who got the answer right into our podcast. We'll be in touch with you in the next few weeks about appearing in the podcast.
What's this week's phrase, Jack?
This week's football phrase has a Halloween feel to it. The phrase is... It's a challenge on the pitch that is horrible to watch that often results in an injury to another player. The first part of the phrase is also used to describe films that only adults can watch. For example, because they have lots of violence in them.
Not something that's nice to see on the pitch.
Right, that's all we have time for this week. Don't forget to write your answers to our questions and make a guess at our football phrase in the comments below.
And don't forget to listen to our roundup show called This Week. All the action from Match Week 10 will be on the Premier Skills homepage on Monday.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.